And in the April traffic wrap, I also got to speak to Mr. Peru Pule, who's the head of the SANRAL, who runs our national roads. That's the N2 and the N3. Good morning, Mr. Pule. How are you?
Good morning, Jayashree. Very well, and yourself?
Good, thank you. Peru, just a quick one for you. With regard to the N2 and the N3, we've got a long weekend coming up in April. And, you know, as per our last long weekend, we had a high death toll in KZN with some serious accidents, also protest action on the N3 and the looting. What can you advise motorists with regard to the upcoming long weekend?
We run what is called the road incident management systems. So we have had meetings with the various organizations, the various departments, and we are trying to curtail this unnecessary crashes on our roads. However, we want to caution drivers out there to drive with extreme caution and care, and obviously the weather is not helping either. So speeding appears to be a major problem. Reckless and negligent driving, and we're looking at trying to tell your child to talk to the parents in terms of, Mum, have you buckled up? Dad, please don't speed. Our lives are at risk.
And with regard to any protest action, motorists are concerned with using the N3.
What we normally do, if in the event of there being any protest actions, we haven't had any, presently we don't have any threats of any protest action, but in the event of there being any protest action, we actually catch it in our camera quite quickly, and we advise motorists of any unsafe conditions in our roads.
Thank you to SANRAL for constantly keeping us updated with what's happening on the roadway so that we can inform motorists timeously.
Thank you very much. It's only a pleasure.
And that's our traffic wrap for April. So if you're going to be using our roads in KZN, do be extra cautious, extremely alert, keep a safe following distance, and we hope you have a wonderful stay with us here in KZN. Welcome to KZN. For the East Coast Radio Traffic Team, I'm Jayashree Parasraman.